9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roar, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got a extra pack.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning dog a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday bed. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're around it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. I'm feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
We continue a series in Frisco, Texas. Game two between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds, AA affiliates of the Rangers and Athletics, respectively, after one of the longest ball games of the year yesterday, an 11-inning back-and-forth nail-biter that ultimately went Midland's way. 6-5, the final score, with Frisco never taking a lead in the ball game, coming back to tie it on multiple occasions and fall 6-5 in the 11th. So Midland takes the first game of this six-game series. We'll rematch today with Nick Krauth on the hill today for Frisco, getting his 15th start with the Rough Riders and his 63rd appearance in minor league baseball for the 2020 product of UConn. Krauth, the right-hander with a 2-8 record and a 7-11 ERA this season. His counterpart is Blake Beers, right-hander for Midland, a 2-6 record with a 5.65 earned run average, his 12th start of the year. He's also spent some time at the high A level, 7 appearances there in Lansing, before making his way up to the double A classification for the first time in his minor league career. Blake Beers and Nick Krauth, the starting pitchers today in the second game of this series here at Riders Field. Frisco is now 2 games above 500 in the second half. After yesterday's defeat, the Rough Riders are 46-50 on the entire season. Now 3 games back of Amarillo in the chase for the second half title, trying to make it back into the postseason in 2023. Midland is also in that chase. They're a Southern Division rival. They're behind Frisco, but just barely. A win today would knot up the Rockhounds and Rough Riders in the standings. Frisco at third place, and Midland right behind them, 1 game back. They're 14-14. Are the Rockhounds on the season. They're 46-51 in 2023. Well, Chris Cease joins us next, the shortstop third baseman for the Rough Riders. Been on a hot streak for Frisco and chats about his minor league experience. Former first-round pick back in 2017, who has had 3 different season-ending injuries over his minor league career. He's had to endure a lot to get up to the double-A level, which he has done for the first time this season. So the Florida native, Chris Cease, joins us next on the pregame show. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball, a 7:05 first pitch today right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back in the pregame show with the Midland Rockhound Series right here in Frisco as the Rough Riders play game 2 today against the Rockhounds. Well, Chris Cease joins us again on the pregame show. We had part 1 of that conversation yesterday with a former first-round pick and the infielder now with the Rough Riders and the Rangers organization. Chris had just brought up something about the mental game and all the coaches helping through, not just physical techniques, but the mental aspect of baseball. So we'll continue the conversation from there with Frisco Rough Riders infielder Chris Cease. Going into the mental game a little more, is there any particular technique you have? What's your mental routine, both pregame and then each at-bat? Is there something you remind yourself? Is breathing technique, looking at the barrel before each pitch? What do you do mentally each at-bat?
I'm trying to stay loose and just not to try to get too, like, anxious and tight, just to try to breathe. Breathing always helps. Just try to stay calm when you're playing. The best thing you can do is stay calm. The calmer it is, the slower the game kind of naturally feels. Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of change, like I mentioned, roster-wise, and it's bittersweet to see Thomas Ajayi and Luis Angel Acuña get traded, not to mention Tekoa Roby. Yeah. I say sweet because hopefully they do great in the new organizations and find opportunities, but bitter since they were a big part of this organization and this team. What's maybe a memory or two you'll hold from Louie and Tommy? There's a lot to choose from, I'm sure, but what's going to stand out to you of memories of them this season?
Man, I'm going to miss those guys, man. They were the best teammates you can ask for. They were guys that came in every day, worked hard, they pushed everybody, and they were just good people. They were people that everybody liked, And, man, just going back, even back to Hickory last year, man, those dudes are funny guys, man. And they were just good people before, even off the field. They were just great teammates.
The other parts of that is now there's some new faces. Franier Chavez comes in, not to mention K-Bear Rodriguez came in at the end of Wichita. What's your experience with them? For the fans who don't know these guys here, tell the fans here a little bit about what they should expect from those two.
Yeah, no, you're going to expect some even more, like, good baseball players, man. The Rangers do a good job of drafting good people. So there's not really many guys who are, like, bad teammates, bad guys. No, they're going to come in. They're going to – first day they show up, they're going to be great teammates, energetic kids. And, man, they're just going to go out there and do their thing. They're good people.
Let's close with this, talking with Chris Cease here on the pregame show. Speaking of the Texas Rangers organization being drafted, now that it's been about 6 years since you first joined this organization, this is going to be a tough question to answer, but I ask you, if you would go back to give advice to yourself back then, the lessons you've learned through the years in the minors, the injuries coming back, getting a full season, hopefully this year, what's a thing, one or two things that you really feel like you've grown in as a person on and off the baseball field over your time with the Rangers?
Man, the one thing that I've learned is just you never know when it's going to be your last game playing. Like, in an instance, like, any play can just take you out a year. So just try to play, I mean, as hard as you can, man, and just don't take advantage or don't take the game for granted. Because one play, unfortunately, I've done it three times. You could just miss the whole year after just one play. But the Rangers done a great job. I mean, keep my spirits high. They took care of me in Arizona all these years. So, yeah, man, they've been awesome.
Good. Yeah. Glad to hear that. We hope you keep staying healthy, enjoying your time at the plate. Good luck this series and the rest of the season. Chris, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
There's Chris Cease in the pregame show. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Heading into the second game of the six-game series here from Riders Field, the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds rematching after an 11-inning affair last night to kick off the series. Midland won that game. And now the Rough Riders trying to split the first couple games of this series. Here are the starting lineups for both teams, beginning with Bobby Crosby's roster. The Midland Rockhounds' leadoff man is their third baseman, Drew Swift, leading the team with a .275 batting average. Caden Trenkel bats second and plays center field. Jack Winkler mans first base and hits in the three-hole. Lazaro Armenteros is the cleanup hitter for Midland and the right fielder. Shane McGuire bats fifth, the designated hitter. Then it's J.J. Schwarz batting sixth, the catcher. Max Muncy hits seventh, the shortstop. Brian Buelvas plays left field. And Saheed Valenzuela, the second baseman, hitting ninth. For the Rough Riders, Jax Biggers leads it off and plays third base. Evan Carter plays center field, batting second. Trevor Hover hits third, playing left field. Liam Hicks, the cleanup hitter and designated hitter tonight. Josh Hatcher with a home run yesterday, bats fifth and plays first base. Aaron Zavala hits sixth and plays right. Franier Chavez gets his first start of the season with the Rough Riders. He hits seventh and plays second base. K-Bear Rodriguez bats eighth and plays short. And David Garcia bats ninth, the catcher. We'll come back with first pitch. Zach Bigley has the call when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Trevor Hover yanks one. That one's gone. Back-to-back home runs for the Rough Riders.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
Swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Up the scoreboard and gone.
Rodriguez on to third base. He's got himself an RBI triple for the go-ahead run in his first AA game.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's time for game two between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds on this gorgeous Wednesday evening in Frisco, Texas. Nick Kraut takes the ball for the Rough Riders against the Rockhounds, looking to avenge a 6-5 extra inning loss last night. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Frisco, Texas and Riders Field. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as Drew Swift is in from the right side, and we are set for baseball. Nick Kraut has his sign from David Garcia as backstop, and the first pitch of the ball game is inside. It's one ball and no strikes. We're underway at 7:04, a minute early in Frisco, Texas. Kraut winds back in the 1-0. Over the heart of the plate for a strike with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike on Drew Swift, who went 0-for-6 yesterday. The Rough Riders falling last night to Midland at 6-5. The pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner with the curve, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders had multiple opportunities to take the lead for good. The pitch is low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes in yesterday's game, including having the bases loaded in the ninth inning and tying it with a walk. But back-to-back strikeouts, and the Rough Riders could not win it in the ninth inning. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Biggers comes up on it. Fields fires across the diamond and retires Drew Swift to lead off the game. One out, and here is Caden Trenkel, left-handed batter out of Oklahoma State. The center fielder playing in just his 12th game here at the AA level with Midland. Gorgeous day for baseball, but very, very hot. 104 degrees is our first pitch temperature. Wind back in the pitch.
There's a fly ball into deep center field. Evan Carter ranging back, drifting just shy of the warning track, plants his feet, makes the catch, and there are two outs. Six pitches in, two down against Krauth, and here's Jack Winkler, the first baseman, who went 0 for 5 yesterday. 104 degrees of the first pitch temperature ties the hottest game this year. It's the third time that the Rough Riders have had a first pitch temperature of 104. Second time was yesterday, so it's been a very hot week so far. First pitch. Strike on the upper edge, inside corner, it's 0-1. Nick Krauth for the Rough Riders today. He's making his 20th overall appearance on the season. He misses outside in the 0-1. It's now one ball and one strike. And some of that time coming up in AAA, he's making his 17th appearance overall for the Rough Riders in his 15th start. A 2-8 record, a 7-1-1 ERA with the Riders. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed out in front of the curve. And it's one ball and two strikes. Opponents are hitting 300 against him. Over 63 and a third innings. He has his sign, winds back in the 1-2. Breaking ball grounded up the middle right to the second baseman, Chavez. He's got it, slings it on to first, and Jack Winkler's the final out of the first inning. Easy 1-2-3 frame for Nick Krauth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the first inning coming up. Our score, it's the Rockhounds nothing. The Rough Riders coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
To the bottom of the first inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, no score. Jax Biggers starts it off for Frisco. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Blake Beers out of the University of Michigan. Beers squares his shoulders towards the first base, or the third base dugout, I should say, and the right-hander winds back, delivers home the first pitch. Biggers swings, lines it to shallow right field, it drops in a base hit. The Rough Riders wasting no time. Jax Biggers attacking the first pitch of the ball game. In the bottom half of the first inning, and Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. It's a very left-handed laden lineup for the Rough Riders with only one true right-handed hitter in the order. It's K-Bear Rodriguez in the eighth spot. Evan Carter is just another left-hander in the order, although he's not just any other player. Here's the stretch, and Beers, a long hold, he pitches. Carter shows bunt, pulls back, watches for a strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. Carter hitting .280 on the season with 11 home runs and 50 runs batted in, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Last time he faced Beers in a first inning here at Riders Field, he homered. That was back on July 7th. Stretch in the pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Last time Beers faced the Rough Riders in that July 7th game here in Frisco, it was a 6-1 win for the Rough Riders, and Frisco scored all six runs off of Beers. In 4 1/3 innings in his start, he allowed six runs. He did strike out six. Walk two. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Down low and inside, it's two balls and one strike. Carter and Kellen Strom, who's not in the lineup today, both homered in that game off of Beard. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1. Way high and outside, three balls and one strike on Carter, who walked yesterday in the ninth inning. Frisco walked 11 times in yesterday's game, but the starting pitcher, JT Ginn, didn't walk a single batter. All the walks were out of the bullpen. Biggers leads from first. Nobody out, bottom of the first. The pitch, runner goes, high and outside, and Biggers can coast into second. It's a walk for Evan Carter, and the Rough Riders have their first two aboard, the first two batters of the bottom of the first. Trevor Hopper, the hitter. Beards had a really tough season at the University of Michigan in 2021, but he had a strong start to his 2020 season, and it's one of the reasons why he was drafted in the 19th round by the A's in 2021. The pitch is low to Trevor Hopper, and it's one ball and no strikes. A Torrance, California native, 25 years old, stands 6'4", 215 pounds. Started the season with High A Lansing, where he had a 2.91 ERA in 7 appearances, 4 starts. He's making his 12th start here at the AA level with Midland. The 1-0. Slider outside edge, a strike. And it's one ball and one strike on Hover. In the 11 starts with Midland, 2-6, a 5.65 ERA. Opponents are hitting 281 against him. He readies, brings it home. Auber lines it down the right field line and foul. It's one ball and two strikes now on the Riders' left fielder. Just hooked it foul down the right side. No score, bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders with a golden opportunity on the scoring side of things. And they would love to take advantage considering over the last few ball games it's been a bit of a struggle taking advantage of these kind of situations. The Rough Riders, over their last two games, have left 13 on base in each game. And over their last four games, have averaged leaving on over 10 runners per game. Runners at first and second here. The stretch and the pitch. High off the outside edge to Hover, and it's two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders trailing in the series 1-0, but overall against the Rockhounds this year, they're just 5-8 head-to-head against the Oakland Athletics affiliate. Beers ready from the stretch once again, and he looks back towards second, chasing Biggers back in. Look at the defense behind Blake Beers today. It's Brian Buelvas in left field, Caden Trenkel in center, and Lazaro Armenteros in right field. Drew Swift has third. Max Muncy is the shortstop, holding Biggers close. Stretch of the pitch. Just outside. Barely missed in a 95-mile-an-hour heater. And it's three balls and two strikes now on Hover. Saeed Valenzuela is the second baseman for Midland. Jack Winkler has first base. And J.J. Schwarz does the catching for the Rockhounds. Three balls and two strikes. Stretch by the right-hander. The 3-2, runners go. It's a swing and a ground ball. Base hit left field. Biggers coasts around third. He comes in to score. Carter to third. Slides in there safely. 1-0 Rough Riders in the first inning. With Biggers taking off to third base, the ground ball got through, and Biggers easily came in to score from second. Trevor Hover with an RBI single in the first inning. Runners in first and third for the Rough Riders. Nobody out still. Liam Hicks stands in from the left side. The Rough Riders have been one of the best teams in the Texas League at scoring early. Here's the stretch. And the offering home. Fouled back. It's 0-1. And it continues here in this one today. They lead it 1-0 in the first inning. Beers ready from the stretch, the pitch. Bottom of the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Frisco in the first inning this year, including this run, 73 runs in the first inning alone. That's second best in the Texas League, only trailing Corpus Christi. 0-2 pitch. Fouled away left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Frisco has taken advantage. A lot of those early runs have obviously turned into early leads and been able to hold on. They're hoping to do that as well today with Krauth on the hill. They'd love to add on to this 1-0 lead. Runners on the corners, 0-2 on hits. Here's the right hitter's pitch. There's a line drive to short over Muncy in the left center. It's down for a hit. Carter comes in from third, and Liam Hicks adds on with an RBI single of his own. It's 2-0 Rough Riders. Hover up to second base. Liam Hicks got a fastball at the top of the zone, got in on his hands a little bit, but he fought it off over the shortstop and out of the left center. Back-to-back RBI singles into left field for left-handed batters going the opposite way, and Josh Hatcher stands in. First pitch. Swinging a little roller to the left side. Muncy fields from short, throws onto third, and Hover is tagged out. He was out of the force anyway. There's one down. And just for good measure, Drew Swift, the third baseman, laid the tag down, but it was a force play at third. There's one down in the fielder's choice.
Do you get two outs for that?
Is that a double play?
It's a double play.
Fielder's choice goes 6-5. Aaron Zavala, the batter now, another lefty in this order. 0-5 in yesterday's game from the leadoff spot. First pitch, breaking ball cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Zavala love to continue this party that has been the first inning so far. Two runs for the Rough Riders on three hits. Riders pitch. A line drive down the left field line, and it drops foul. It's 0-2 now on Zavala. The left-handers are hitting a little bit better against Beers than right-handers are. Lefties this season, a .291 average against Beers. Righties are .275 average. The OPS is a little bit higher, about under 30 points higher for left-handed batters than it is for righties. 0-2 on Zavala, the pitch. High and outside. And slipped out of his hand, and it's one ball and two strikes. The runner is still at first and second base. As you might imagine, because all three batters have been left-handers, all three hits that the Rough Riders have been from left-handed batters. That's kind of how it works. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Zavala strikes out. Two outs in the first inning. First K for Blake Beers. 2-0 Rough Riders, and here's Franier Chavez. Welcome back, Franier. Happy to see the Valencia, Venezuela native who grew up here in Little Elm, Texas. Back here in the quote-unquote home ballpark, Chris Smith, the pitching coach, out of the dugout for Midland. He'll go chat with Blake Beers. Chavez is a switch hitter, so he bats from the left side. He was with the Rough Riders the last 14 games of the season last year, and he returns after starting the season in High A Hickory and then played two games up in AAA in Round Rock before coming here to Frisco. Chavez had the go-ahead single in the 10th inning of the championship game that won the Rough Riders the Texas League Championship up in Wichita last year. Runners at first and second, two outs in the bottom of the first inning, 2-0 Rough Riders. Franier Chavez, who pinch ran last night in his 2023 Riders debut, gets his first at-bat. Beers ready from the stretch of the pitch. Chavez shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike. Back big throw down to second. Not in time. Hicks is back in. 0-1 on Chavez. And Hicks got a little bit too big of a secondary lead and drew a throw from catcher J.J. Schwartz. He was able to get back in there, though. Beers ready from the stretch. Pull side shift for Chavez. The pitch. Breaking ball tried the back door. It was closed off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. And Chavez has a bunch of family members here at the game today. He said about 15 or 20 people are going to be coming. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. High off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. And last year, he did something really fun. He invited a bunch of his family out, and everyone said, you know, we should bring your mom along. And his mom didn't know that he had gotten promoted, and they got to surprise her. The 2-1. Swinging a ground ball, foul right side. It's two balls and two strikes. They live just about 15 minutes away in Little Elm. And so she was very surprised when all of the familiar faces of the guys that Chavez had gotten to know, Jonathan Ornelas and Miguel Aparicio, were coming up to say hi. And, oh, there's Frainier popping up to say hello. Beers steps off, looks back towards second base, chasing Hicks back in. Maribel Colina, his mother, actually didn't know he got promoted this time as well. The 2-2. Check swing, roller right back to the hill. Beers has got it on two hops. Softly throws over to first base, and Chavez nearly beat it out, but they got him by half a step, and it retires the side in the first inning. A fruitful one for the Rough Riders at that. Two runs for the Rough Riders. It comes on three hits, no errors, and two left on. Top of the second coming up next. It's 2-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Great bottom half of the first inning for the Rough Riders. They score two runs and they lead 2-0 to the top of the second. Azar Armenteros, the batter, to lead things off against Nick Kraut, who went 1-2-3 in a 10-pitch first inning. Right-hander against right-hander to start the second inning in the initial pitch. Tied him up inside on a check, swing and a miss. Good fastball on its 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders scoring two runs in the bottom of the first inning tonight. The 0-1. Off the outside edge, and it's one ball and one strike. And same can be said about 45 minutes south of here, down in Arlington. The Rangers taking on the White Sox. 1-1 pitch. Slithers across the outside corner, a strike. 0-2. Corey Seager was a late addition to the roster earlier today. The 1-2. Inside. And nearly hit Armenteros. He drops the bat to get out of the way. And it's two balls and two strikes, and now calls time. Corey Seager says, I'm good to go, and then he shows that he's good to go with a two-run home run in the first inning. It's off of Dylan Cease. 2-2 pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes on Armenteros. So a lot of people talking about how much Corey Seager was missed by the Rangers in that three-game sweep at the hands of the Padres when they couldn't really get the offense going, and Corey announces himself back into the lineup. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him off the outside corner with a breaking ball. Nick Krauth with his first strikeout. One away. Here's Shane McGuire. 2-0 Frisco in the top of the second. That's great to see from Corey Seager, Josh. Just a guy who It means so much to the Rangers on the offensive side. Here's the pitch home. McGuire watches on the inside corner, a strike with a fastball, 0-1.
He just crushed that ball, a little breaking ball upstairs for the home run. But he's been so good, even in smaller sample size.
The 0-1. Line down the left side, and fair just inside the line, kicks off the sidewall. Hover collects it. McGuire turns around first and stops right there. It's a single down the third baseline. McGuire, the first base runner for the Rockhounds today, with a single sawed-off inside-out pitch at the top of the zone. J.J. Schwarz bats. He homered yesterday. 2-0. Rough Riders out in front in the top of the second inning. Seager's 16th of the year. Stretching the pitch. Fastball inside corner is strike. 0-1. Josh, a lot of people saying that he should be MVP of the league. If all is said and done, the Rangers make the playoffs. 0-1 pitch. There's a pop-up right side. Foul ground. Hatcher, the first baseman, going after it. And he makes the over-the-shoulder catch. A big out of J.J. Schwarz. There are two down. And here's Max Muncy, the shortstop.
He's been playing MVP caliber. I think he's missed too much time to really make that argument valid. But for the credit of the Rangers, I mean, if they make the playoffs, as long as he's healthy into the postseason, you can kind of say, yeah, doesn't really matter that he was hurt for a bit. He's healthy now.
Exactly.
If he still plays that way, then all good.
First pitch to Muncy is on the outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. And you could probably make the argument before this second injury, but yeah. Now that this second injury is happening, he missed about a little over a week. I mean, that's kind of going to put that to bed. The 0-1. Inside edge of strike, and it's 0-2 with a curveball.
How are you going to be Shohei anyways? I mean, what are you going to do? But he'll be all right.
The Shohei Ohtani AL MVP award. The pinch. There's a chopper to third. Biggers backhands it on a beautiful play. Flicks it across the diamond and retires Max Muncy in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base in the second inning for Nick Krauth. Another easy inning for him, just giving up the single to McGuire. 2-0 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the second inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. It's 2-0 Frisco. RBI singles from Trevor Hover and Liam Hicks in the first inning. K-Bear Rodriguez starts it off for the Rough Riders in the eighth hole against Blake Beers. First pitch. Breaking ball high and inside. He bends away from it. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Blake Beers threw 26 pitches in that first inning. Rough Riders sent 7 to the plate. 1-0 offering. Rodriguez bends away again on a high and inside breaker, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. K-Bear Rodriguez playing in just his third game with the Rough Riders as the replacement for Luis Angel Acuna after he was traded for the Mets. 2-2 is on the inside edge of strike, and it's... All right, that was the 2-0, and it's now 2-1 on Rodriguez. K-Bear Rodriguez is a two-time recipient of a very meaningful award, the 2-1. There's a line drive into left field. That drops in a base hit. Rodriguez hustling out of the box. He's around first base and stomps on the brakes. Gets back into first. A single into left field for Rodriguez. It's his first home hit of his Rough Riders career. Here's 9-0 hitting David Garcia. Got a slider on the outside corner and just reached down and poked it in the left. 2-0 Frisco, bottom of the second. The True Ranger Award is what's given to Rangers players who really exemplify the organizational values. The pitch on the outside corner is strike, and it's 0-1, and Rodriguez has won that twice. What the Rangers like more than anything about Rodriguez is his tenacity, and he always plays with incredible fervor. There's the stretch. He takes his lead off of first base. Beers fires that way. He's back in on a step and a dive. Rodriguez grew up idolizing Kobe Bryant, as a lot of young people and young athletes did who are around his age. Rodriguez, 22 years old. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 outside to Garcia. It's 1-1. Well, Rodriguez loved Kobe, and everyone knew it around the organization. So Cody Atkinson, the hitting coordinator in the Rangers organization, actually bought Kobe Bryant's book in Spanish for Rodriguez. Here's the stretch of the pitch. A swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 1-2. And gave it to him, and that has in part fueled a Mamba mentality within Rodriguez. That's what Kobe was known for. He was called the Black Mamba, and a Mamba mentality was the kind of mentality he had on the court. The 1-2. Low off the outside corner, 2-2. And he read that book cover to cover, and he tries to bring that mentality in to every single at-bat and every single play on defense. It's Rodriguez leading off at first. He goes on the pitch. It's high. Throw is way up the line, and it almost skipped into center field, but it was actually a good thing that throw was so far offline because it was close enough to Valenzuela, the second baseman. He was able to stop it from going into center field. Rodriguez has his second steal in a Rough Riders uniform. He's in scoring position for David Garcia. 3-2 count to the Rough Riders catcher. There's that Mamba mentality on the stolen base. He takes his lead from second. The pitch popped skyward, right side, foul ground. First baseman Winkler over towards the warning track, and he watches it go into the dugout for Midland. 3-2 still on David Garcia. Talking to Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tunglin, he said, "I know it didn't happen last night when the Rough Riders had an opportunity for a walk-off, but," he said, "there's a game on the line. I want K-Bear Rodriguez in the box. He's the kind of guy who's going to give you a great at-bat." 3-2 pick. There's a high pop-up left side of the infield. This one's going to stay in playable territory. Muncy, the shortstop, back, and he makes the catch in shallow left. There's the first out of the second inning. And Jax Biggers at the top of the order makes his way to the plate. 2-0 Frisco. Biggers singled into right field in the first. Yesterday, it was a Midland lead early on. They took a 4-0 advantage after the fourth inning. Rough Riders didn't find the scoreboard till the seventh. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander looks back towards second, throws Rodriguez back in safely. Dancing off of second base. Rough Riders scored in four consecutive innings, tying the game in the bottom of the ninth on a Trevor Hover bases-loaded walk. But lost in 11, the pitch. High off the outside corner, Biggers showed bunt and pulled back. It's 1-0. It was an interesting managerial decision in that game from Bobby Crosby, the manager for Midland. In the bottom of the 10th inning with runners at first and third and nobody out for the Riders. Here's the stretch and the pitch. There's a line drive hit deep down the right field line. Armenteros back, reaches up over his glove off the warning track up against the fence. Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple. 3-0 Rough Riders. Jax Biggers has singled and tripled so far in the ballgame against Blake Beers. He got a fastball middle, and yanked it down the right field line just over Armenteros' glove in the right field corner. His second triple of the season. A 3-0 Riders infield in. And here's Evan Carter, left-handed batter. 3-0 Frisco, the pitch home. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Well, the infield in now is kind of ironic because the managerial decision yesterday was to keep the infield back for double play depth, leading by one in the bottom of the 10th inning for Crosby. The pitch, high off the outside corner, it's 2-0. So they would allow the tying run to come in to score to get the two outs, and that's exactly what happened. They turned the double play, allowed the tying run to score. Here's the stretch. And Beers the 2-0. Carter takes down, though, an inside. 3-0. He walked his first time up. And so the tying run did score. The Rough Riders could not tack on another run. We went to 11 innings where Midland scored a run and an RBI single by Saheed Valenzuela. A 3-0. It just clips the upper edge inside corner with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 3-1. And the Rough Riders were held silent in the bottom half of the 11th inning. Frisco went on to lose 6-5. 3-1 offering. Carter swings, rams it up the middle into center, and drops into the grass. And it's an RBI single for Evan Carter. Biggers comes in from third. It's 4-0 Frisco. Right down the middle on a fastball, and Evan Carter stayed right with it, lined it right back where it came from into the box in center. Jax Biggers jogged in to score from third base. 4-0 Frisco in the bottom of the second inning, and here's Trevor Hover, who had an RBI single to left in the first. Beers delivers. High and outside, it's 1-0, and the Rough Riders in 6 1/3 innings by Beers against Frisco, they have now scored 10 runs against him. Time called, and J.J. Schwarz goes out and will chat with his right-hander as Midland starts to have some mulling around in the bullpen down the right field line. Some calisthenics for the relievers. 1-0 on Trevor Hover. Only out in this inning of David Garcia Papa. Infield up the middle, a double play depth for Midland with Muncy at short and Valenzuela at second. Stretching the pitch to Hover. High and outside, and it's 2-0. Sean Sparling wasn't giving the upper outside corner there, our home plate umpire. 2-0. Carter leads from first. Pitch home. He runs. It's high on the outside corner for a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. Carter swipes his 13th base of the season. He's in scoring position for Hover. A great slide by Evan Carter. Just getting the outside corner of the second base bag with his left hand sliding around the tag. 2-1. Hover bounces it foul back behind home, and it's 2-0. The Rough Riders had their struggles with runners in scoring position over the last couple games, but they are 4-for-8 with runners in scoring position so far. A 500 average will certainly do. That's the reason why they have 4 runs up on the board through an inning and a third offensively. Pitch home to Hover. Breaking ball high. 3-2 in the Riders' left fielder. He went 0-for-5 yesterday but drove in a run, and he already has an RBI today. Carter waiting to be knocked in. Takes his lead from second, the pitch. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 3-2. Still on Hover. The Rough Riders have been an offensive machine over their last 7 games. They're averaging a whopping 8.4 runs per game over their last 7. Hover calls time and steps out with a full count due to it. Frisco leading the league with a 9-11 OPS over their last 7 games, hitting 12 home runs over that stretch. So have 18 doubles in their last seven games. Crazy numbers. 3-2. There's a fly ball into right center field. Long run for Trenkel coming in, and he makes the catch. Carter tags from second on his way to third, and the ball hits him. He didn't slide. It hit him in the back and rolled away from the third baseman Swift, but the pitcher, Blake Beers, was right there to back it up. So a productive out for Trevor Hover, flying out to center. Runner at third base, two outs in the inning. Here's Liam Hicks, who had an RBI single in the first. 4-0 Frisco, bottom of the second. Full side shift for the left-handed batter. Pitch home. Hicks watches away on a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Four runs on six hits for the Rough Riders. Yesterday, Frisco didn't get their first hit until the third. The 1-0. Down low and inside in the dirt, and it's two balls and no strikes. Frisco much prefers this kind of inning. And Nick Kraut does as well. He's allowed just one base runner through two innings for the Rough Riders. Stretch in the 2-0. Down low and inside, kicks away from Shores to his right. Carter coming in from third. He crosses the plate on the wild pitch. It's 5-0 Frisco. Evan Carter scores on the wild pitch, and the productive out by Trevor Hover on the flyout to center, and the tag from Evan Carter turns out to be a run for Frisco, and that was on the legs of Evan Carter. Singled, stole second, tag moved to third, the pitch. Just low, ball four, a four-pitch walk to Liam Hicks. A runner at first and two down for Josh Hatcher, and there is action in the Midland bullpen down the right field line. It's Trayson Kubo who's warming up. Hatcher reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. So Carter with his legs rolling all the way around the bases. Josh Hatcher, a home run last night, his seventh of the season with Frisco. Pitch home. On the outside edge, at the knees for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Hatcher, those 28 RBIs that he's had this season have come in just 24 games. 0-1 toss. Swinging a roller up the middle, right to Valenzuela at second. He fields and fires over to first to retire Hatcher and close the side in the second. But the Rough Riders score three more times. It comes on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on first base. Into the top of the third inning next, it's 5-0 Frisco. Josh Warden takes over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Kraut back on the hill for the Frisco Roughriders as we move to the third inning. In game two of this series, Brian Welvas the batter. First pitch to him, a breaking ball over the plate, and it's strike one. 5-0 Frisco. Good start to this ball game through the first couple of frames. The 0-1 toss from Kraut, the slider outside. It's 1-1. The Rough Riders totaled only 6 hits in yesterday's ball game in an extra inning affair, and they already have that number of hits today in 2 innings. 1-1 fastball hit up the third base side. It hugs the line, fielded by Biggers, throws on a bounce, beats him by a step and a half. Jax Biggers ended last inning on a really nice ground ball short hop at third. This one he had to sprint over to the bag, chop his feet, plant, and throw back to first. And he did it on one long hop that gave Hatcher an easy time with it. And Welvas is put away.
Some people would see that and say, well, he must not have the arm strength to get it over there. That's on purpose.
Yeah. And the first pitch to Valenzuela is outside.
We see him working on that every single day. When he's taking infield grounders, he practices that bounce throw and makes it really easy for him to get rid of it, and it's an easy play for Hatcher at first.
1-0 toss is just off the inside corner, 2-0. The short hops are not always easy. Well, for Biggers, they are. He made a really great short hop defensively. But he knows not everyone has it as easy as he does. 2-0 to Valenzuela's outside, 3-0. So makes the long hop, bounces about 15, 20 feet in front of first base, and Hatcher can see it into his glove. So one out, base is empty, 5-0 Rough Riders in the third inning. Kraut winds, and a fastball that hits the inside black for strike one.
He's just about as good as he gets defensively,
yeah,
no matter where he's playing.
And although Luis Angel Acuña is gone, it's good to have Biggers in the infield. The 3-1 pitch is a check swing. It was in the zone. And strike two on a fastball, full count now to Valenzuela.
Talking to Carlos Cardoza, the Riders manager, he said what he does is so impressive.
A payoff pitch, high, and Kraut got back from a 3-0 count, but ultimately walks Valenzuela.
Because he's doing it in multiple positions. And right. He can play shortstop. He hasn't had to do it this year because the Riders have so many shortstops, but he can do it at second, he can do it at third, and he has been at a really, really high level for the Rough Riders. And honestly, in the first 3 innings of this game, he's kind of showed you his whole bag defensively.
I kind of wish we'd see him at shortstop a little bit.
Yeah.
But like you said, plenty of options. Man at first for the Rock Hounds, 1 out. First pitch to Drew Swift is a strike. And it's 0-1 to Swift, 5-0 Rough Riders, top half of the third inning. Biggers at third, K-Bear Rodriguez at short, and at second base today, Franier Chavez. The 1-strike pitch, a breaking ball that settles beneath the zone. 1-1 the count to the right-hand hitter. Biggers, the Arkansas product, played his college ball in Fayetteville, was one of the best shortstops in college baseball, a finalist for the Brooks Wallace Award for the best shortstop in college ball. The 1-1 off-speed is hit foul to the right side. 1-2. That was 2018 when he finished his college career. Biggers has been in the Rangers system ever since. 1-2 to the third baseman, Swift. It's low and outside. 2-2 from Kraut. Swift ground out his first at-bat. One time through the order for Kraut. He has not yet allowed a run. And 1 hit. 2-2. Kraut comes set. His stretch. A check swing was low and away. They'll appeal, but no swing. And now a full count to 2 consecutive hitters. After Kraut walked Valenzuela, he now has a second chance at a payoff pitch against Drew Swift. 1 out and 1 on for the Rock Hounds. Kraut trying to avoid multiple base runners here. The payoff. Runner goes. The pitch is on the low part of the zone. No throw to second, so it's a stolen base and a strikeout. Drew Swift took a breaking ball at the knees. And Garcia was unable to get the ball out of his glove to throw down to second, but he'll take the strikeout. And now a man at second for Midland with 2 down. So Valenzuela collects the steal. He's 2-for-2 on the season. And Swift with a backwards K. Caden Trenkel, the hitter, with 2 outs. First pitch from Kraut is high and outside, ball 1 to the center fielder. Trenkel has only seen 1 pitch on the series so far. That was his second. Flew out on the first pitch today. Did not play yesterday in the first game of the week. The 1-0 toss. Trenkel takes a cut, grounds it back to the mound. Pass Kraut, short hop by Biggers, throws it on the run. There he goes again. Jax Biggers putting up a highlight reel defensively all in one ball game, making it look easy. And he runs across the field to make the out. 5-3 in the put out, and the Rockhounds are scoreless in the third. No hits, one left on, no runs. And the Rough Riders lead it 5-0 partway through the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Game number 97 on the season here in 2023 for the Rough Riders. They lead 5-0 against the Rockhounds, bottom of the third. First pitch to Aaron Zavala is hit over the left side, a looping foul ball. And strike one from Blake Beers. He may be towards the end of his leash, having allowed multiple runs in both innings so far. On to the third. And the right-hander winds to Zavala. It's high and away to even the count, 1-1. The Rough Riders posting two runs in the first. Jax Biggers led it off on the first pitch, singled, and scored on a Hover RBI. A 1-1 to Zavala, a high pop fly towards the back of the infield to shallow left center. Muncy runs back. He's called off by the left fielder, Buelvas, and he gloves it for the pop fly out. Zavala is out number one here in the third inning, and Franier Chavez is next. Rough Riders getting another RBI from Liam Hicks in that first inning, and then a Biggers triple and Evan Carter single, and he scored on a wild pitch. And the Rough Riders took a 5-0 lead entering this inning, but for the first time, the leadoff man is out. First pitch to Chavez, a ground ball right side, two hops into the glove of the first baseman. Winkler catches it in front of his eyes, runs it to the bag, and puts away Chavez on the first pitch. Two down for Blake Beers. Was some activity last inning for the Rockhounds when Beers was struggling. He's facing seven batters in the same frame. But this inning, he has not allowed any base runners. Two quick outs. K-Bear Rodriguez, the hitter. The opening pitch of the at-bat is off the inside part, a bit low, and ball one. Well, the Rough Riders losing by just one run yesterday and now have an even run differential in the second half. 1-0, Rodriguez takes low for a ball. There's only two teams in the Texas League that have a exactly zero run differential in the second half. They've scored as many runs as they have allowed. Those are these two teams playing against each other. The 2-0 to Rodriguez, inside 3-0. And after tonight, neither of these teams will have a plus zero run differential, barring a tie or a canceled game, and I don't think that's going to happen. 3-0 to Rodriguez, it is at the knees. 3-1 to the shortstop. Base is empty for the right-hand hitter. Two down. Here's the pitch from Beers. Rodriguez takes it down the right side. A foul ball over the Midland dugout. It's the back wall and stays in their pen. Or the bullpen, I should say, down the right field side. Rodriguez singling earlier today. That was to lead off last inning and stole a base. He was 1-for-8 to start this season. RBI triple in his first game that closed out the Wichita series, but hitless yesterday. 3-2. It is on the low outside corner. Rodriguez strikes out looking on a borderline pitch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Blake Beers, closing it out with a strikeout, his second of the day. And the Rough Riders, for the first time tonight, go scoreless in an inning. 1-2-3, and we head to the fourth. That's the Rough Riders 5 and the Rockhound 0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
5-0 Rough Riders to the fourth inning from Riders Field. Good start to this ballgame for the host Frisco squad right here in Collin County. And Nick Krauth remains in this ballgame, the starting pitcher for Frisco. And he heads into the fourth with a good cushion facing the middle of the order for the Midland Rockhounds. Jack Winkler, Lazaro Armenteros, and Shane McGuire will be the three that he will encounter here in this inning. First baseman Winkler, 0-for-1 on the evening. Steps in from the right side. First pitch to him is a grounder towards third. Bigger short hops, bobbles, recollects, gets it out of his glove, throws to Hatcher. He picks it out of the dirt and makes the play. Even when Biggers makes a mistake, he makes up for it. It's a 5-3 ground out and one away in the fourth. We've been praising Biggers all day long, and right when we thought he might prove us wrong, just kidding, he'll stumble after it, pick it off the bounce, and gets the out anyways. One out, base is empty. Armenteros the hitter. First pitch from the wind is low, ball one. Jax Biggers went for that short hop the second time. Bounce out of his glove, just about 4 feet in front of him. Ran right towards it and got the play. 1-0 pitch on the inside edge. Fastball, 1-1.
It's almost like he turned a ground ball to him into a charging play.
Make it a little more interesting, huh? The 1-1 toss, a slider kicks up some chalk in the opposite batter's box, ball two. The Rough Riders ahead 5-0. Good pitching, good defense. The Rough Riders have avoided a lot of errors over this stretch and made some good plays defensively. The 2-1. Off-speed swung on and missed. Armenteros out in front of a curve. Yesterday, it was the opposite direction. Midland did not commit an error, and Frisco did commit one. The 2-2 breaking ball got him again. Armenteros fooled. Waiting for the fastball, he never did get it, and he strikes out swinging for the second out of the frame. Shane McGuire up next with the bases clear, and a 5-0 Rough Riders lead. The Frisco snapped a streak of where they had out-errored an opponent. That had only happened 2 times since July 16th. And Midland did commit an error. That snapped an 11-game streak. Where Frisco's opponent had committed an error. So the Rough Riders have been playing good defense. First pitch to McGuire is over the plate, but a bit low, ball one. And capitalizing on opponents' errors. In fact, their opponents over the previous 11 games had committed 25 errors. A 1-0, a swing and a miss from McGuire. Took his hand off the bat. We'll need some pine tar, perhaps. He looks to home plate umpire Sean Sparling and then decides not to call for time and steps back in.
He already called his time.
Oh, yeah. 1-1 to McGuire, and he's not swinging. It's low for ball two. Only get one time called per at-bat.
He called it before he even got to the box to start his at-bat.
Now he wishes he still had one. The 2-1 to McGuire. It's up and in, ball three. 25 errors by Frisco's opponent over 11 games. That's 3 times the league average, about 2.5 a game. A 3-1 to McGuire. He swings and loops it into shallow left field. Running in on the play, Hover will make the catch on the run. Hip level, and he puts it away to end the inning. Well, Shane McGuire needed some pine tar, apparently. Didn't get all that one. And it's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Nick Krauth. Bobby Crosby has some problems with home plate umpire Sean Sparling as they walk off the field. But that concludes the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders lead at 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
21, can you do something for me? 21.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
David Garcia precedes the top of the order here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 5-0 Rough Riders. Blake Beer's first pitch is hit over the left side, a foul ball. And it's 0-1 to the catcher, Garcia. Well, so far in this ballgame, no runs for the Rockhounds, one hit, no errors. And the Rough Riders with 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors. The 0-1 toss, outside and high, and a fastball, it's 1-1. So the Rough Riders, 5 more runs and 5 more hits, and they've had 1 fewer inning at the plate than the Rockhounds. Great start. 1-1 the count, a breaking ball hit to left field, a high pop fly towards foul ground. Buelvas gives up on it, and it lands just out of his reach by a few feet. And strike 2 on David Garcia. Well, yesterday's ballgame kicked off the series 6-5, the final in 11 innings in favor of Midland. Zach Bigley, you're familiar, I assume, with scorigami.
Of course.
Is that correct? Good.
Yeah.
That is more commonly NFL, I feel like it gets talked about. But final scores and how common different final scores are. A 1-2 to Garcia, fouled back to the backstop on a heater. It just got under it.
I believe it was created by the guys over at Secret Base.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know the inception of it. I just enjoy seeing, so it's a such-and-such team finished a game 27-21, and that's the first time in 7 years that they've had that score, some sort of notes like that. First time ever that this score has happened. And we had some scorigami action yesterday. The 1-2 to Garcia is inside, ball 2. It was the 96th game of the year for the Rough Riders, and it was the first of the entire season that finished with the final score 6-5. There you go. Fun little fact for you. The 2-2 to Garcia, a ground ball at the right side, still 2-2. It was a 6-5 loss. The Rough Riders have not won a game by that score, so first in either direction.
It's John Boyce is the one who I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a fun Twitter follow. The 2-2 from Blake Beers, or the base is empty. Breaking ball just outside. Garcia takes it on the outside edge.
Yeah, John Boyce coined the term scorigami.
Okay.
In 2022. Wait, no.
Wow, that's
there were 3 scorigamis in 2022.
Okay, the 3-2 is low, ball 4. Good take from Garcia. And he works back from a 2-strike count to draw a free pass. That turns the lineup over. Top of the card coming up. Nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. 5-0 Frisco. This would also be scoring on me. If this score holds, Frisco has not won a ball game 5-0, or 4-0, or 3-0, or 2-0, or 1-0. None of those scores have happened this year for Frisco. First pitch to Jax Biggers is low, ball one.
I wonder how many scorigamis you can have in baseball. It'd be a lot harder than in football.
How many scorigamis you can have?
Yeah, that haven't happened in Major League Baseball history.
Of any, I mean, gosh. Yeah, it's got to be some 27-18 sort of deal. The 1-0, Biggers swatches it inside and low, ball one. It's easier in one season. I mean, Frisco is kind of a weird one, although, I mean, okay, 96 games, there's a lot of scores to happen. But Frisco has not won or lost a game this year by the score 4-3. That has not happened all year. I feel like that's about the most common score you could possibly get is 4-3. The 2-0, a liner foul behind home. 2-1.
I'm very surprised. 6-5 hasn't happened.
6-5 or 4-3, win or loss. What would you say? Most common score. I don't know this. I'd have to look it up. What is the most common baseball final score?
Yeah, 5-4 or somewhere around there, yeah.
Got a couple of those this year. Two balls and one strike to Jax Biggers. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it up the first base side a little early on the breaking ball. Now 2-2 the count to Jax. Runner at first for the Rough Riders. They have won a game 9-0 this year. They'd like to increase this lead to that juncture.
Well, the most common score is 3-2.
Okay, 3-2. That's a good score. I like that. They've had that this year in Frisco. Here's the 2-2 to Biggers. A rammer foul up the right side, skipping off the fifth row of the stands. And still two balls, two strikes to the third baseman, Biggers. Garcia led off this inning with a walk. And the Rough Riders, you've scored in the first and second innings, multiple runs each time. Finally went scoreless last inning in 1-2-3 fashion. But a base runner here, middle infield and double play combo. The 2-2, a grounder foul again on a pitch that was barely a strike, low inside corner. And Biggers went after it to stay alive. Biggers walking twice yesterday, had a base hit, and now a single and a triple today. So he has reached five times this series in seven plate appearances. Two balls, two strikes to the left-hand hitter. The delivery from Beers. Swung on and a high pop fly to right field. It goes foul over the Midland bullpen to the concourse past the bullpen bar. And yet another 2-2 pitch will come into Biggers on the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Blake Beers' pitch count rising after a long first couple of innings. His next toss will be his 85th of the evening. The righty comes set and he stretches. Baker swings and lines it to left field. Buelvas running back near the warning track. He makes the catch on the run. And Biggers is finally retired on a long at-bat after five consecutive foul balls, but he finally is put away. One out of the inning and Evan Carter stands in. A rare 0-for-4 day yesterday for Carter, but he has reached twice today on a walk and a single, and he will have to face a new pitcher here. He steps into the batter's box and then walks back to the dugout. Blake Beers' day is done. He gets one out in the fourth inning and is responsible for the runner at first. The Rough Riders get five runs off the starter Beers, and they'll keep on trying to add to that total when we come back with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitching change break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday.
Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
First reliever out of the bullpen for the Rockhounds is the right-hander Trayson Kubo. He has pitched three times already against the Frisco Rough Riders this season. On the year, in his 16 appearances, has an 11-12 ERA for the product of Stephen F. Austin. 17th appearance will begin against Evan Carter. One out, bottom of the fourth inning, one runner on at first, 5-0 Rough Riders. First pitch to Carter, breaking ball high and outside, and ball one from Trayson Kubo. It's the third plate appearance Carter has had against Kubo. He has not put the ball in play yet against the right-hander. One walk and one strikeout this season. Righty-lefty matchup. Kubo's pitch into Carter on the 1-0 comes after a throw back to first and gets the runner back. That's David Garcia, who walked to open this inning. And then Blake Beers got a fly out, and that ended his day. So the starter goes 3 1/3 innings against the Rough Riders, pegged for 5 runs. The 1-0, Carter takes on the inside corner a strike. 90 miles an hour from Kubo. So Beers responsible for Garcia. The Rough Riders planting 5 runs in the first couple innings, and Beers' start got better as it went. A 1-2-3 inning last frame. And he could have a 0 in this inning with help from Kubo. 1-1 pitch, a grounder opposite way. 2 hops to the third baseman. Swift to second for 1, not in time of the double play to first. It's a fielder's choice, 5-4, and Evan Carter safe at first, 2 outs. Swift got out of his glove quickly, but that ball not hit hard enough, and far to the left of the infield, so really no chance to get the speedy Carter. Garcia's forced down to second base. Trevor Hobber comes up with 2 outs in the fourth inning. 5-0 Rough Riders. For Hobber, who's been a thorn in Midland's side this season, a couple home runs and 9 RBIs, up to 10 now. He had one earlier today. Carter dives back on a pickoff. 2 outs, runner at first. Hover his 10th RBI against Midland this season on a single back in the first inning. First run of the day for Frisco. He's also walked 10 times in 12 games against the Rockhounds this year. Opening pitch to Hover is at the belt buckle, a touch high, ball one.
Well, Josh, remember we said Corey Seager hit a home run for the Rangers in the first inning. It was 2-0. It's in the third. It's now 7-0 Rangers.
Not bad.
Over the White Sox. So Corey Seager's helping the offense a little bit.
There you go. A 1-0 to Hover. He takes a half swing and fouls it into the glove of Shores. Strike one. 1-1 to Hover. Speaking of two-run home runs, he had 2 of those in the same game against Midland. Hover did. Back on July 5. Just under a month ago, it wasn't a loss, but Hover went yard twice. The 1-1. Trevor takes low part of the zone, gets his strike call at 94 miles an hour. Hover hasn't hit for average against Midland, but he's hit effectively. Just 7-for-40 entering today, but a good amount of walks, a couple home runs, and now, again, double-digit RBIs in a dozen games. His 13th game against Midland this year. 2 outs, runner at first. Kubo's pitch to Hover is low. And that evens account at 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 from Trayson Kubo, trying to strand the inherited runner. Came in with a man at first and 1 out. Now he got 2 down. Infield pushed over to the right side, to the lefty Hover. Here's the pitch. A ground ball, first base side. Hard hit, skips off the tarp, and ski balls into the stands. And still a 2-2 count to Hover.
You a good ski ball player?
I'm really bad, actually. Thank you for asking, though. I've only played like 3 times.
Okay.
It's not gone well. It's fun, though. I like it. I feel like you'd be pretty good at it.
Oh, I think you're overestimating me a little bit. Right. Unless you're trying to,
you know, 2-2. Hover pops it up off the hands behind home plate. Schwarz gives it a look, but the catcher has no room.
I feel like you're trying to hustle me a little bit.
No money's on the line here. You can be honest with me.
I am not good.
When's the last time you played skee ball?
Oh, man.
Is there anywhere around here? Is there an arcade in this area?
Probably like a Dave & Buster's or something.
I've never been to a Dave & Buster's.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
They're not one of our sponsors, so I can say that.
That's fair.
I have no acclimation. I'm not against it. Two balls, two strikes to Trevor Hover. Here's the pitch. A ground ball right towards short, scooped in by Muncy. He underhands to second, gets the fielder's choice. And that concludes the inning. The Rough Riders have gone scoreless the last couple frames, but they're still up somewhat comfortably. The Rough Riders up 5-0 through four complete frames from Riders Field. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play on the other side of this break. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Nick Krauth in good shape with 51 pitches through four shutout innings so far. It's 5-0 Frisco to the top of the fifth inning. Nick Krauth's season high is five innings thrown. He's done it four times this year, and he's a chance to match that with a good inning here in this one. J.J. Schwartz stands in, first pitch. Fastball inside to the former Florida Gator, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders with runs in the first and the second inning today. Two in the first, three in the second. 1-0 offering. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Krauth has been very good so far. He's allowed just one hit, two base runners, a single and a walk. They came in the second and third, respectively. 2-0. Outside to Shores, and he's behind in the count. Three balls and no strikes to the catcher who homered in yesterday's ballgame. This is what you want to see out of a guy like Nick Krauth, who has shown flashes of this season. 3-0 toss. High and inside, ball four. It's a four-pitch free pass to Shores. Max Muncy, the shortstop in the seventh spot of the order, makes his way to the plate for Midland. He grounded out to third, and Jax Biggers, who's been busy so far in today's ball game, back in the second. Krauth making just his second career start against these Midland Rockhounds, and the first one went pretty well. He stretches, brings it home. Just outside to Muncy. Missing with a hard slider or cutter, and it's one ball and no strikes. A Concord, California native back on July 7th when he matched up against Blake Beers as well. Allowed just one run over five innings in a win. 1-0. Breaking ball drops to the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. Well, looking to replicate that, except for keep that zero up on the board. And start number two in his career against Midland, the pitch. Curveball slips to the inside corner. Upper edge, a strike, and it's 1-2 on the shortstop, Muncy. Krauth, a former non-drafted free agent, back in 2020 after the shortened draft. The 1-2. Down low in the dirt, back pick down to first, not in time. Garcia didn't like Schwarz getting too far off of first base. Two balls and two strikes. Krauth started his career at New Mexico, where he was teammates with now reliever Justin Slayton for the Rough Riders. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, through the right side, past a diving Hatcher, the first baseman, down the right field line. And Schwarz gets into third. The trail runner Muncy up to second with a double. First two have reached here in the fifth inning against Nick Crown. It was a curveball right in the middle of the plate. Inside out swing. Muncy lined it past Hatcher at first base. It was just out of the reach of the first baseman diving to his right. If he would have made that catch, it would have been a double play because Schwarz was off on contact. Muncy with just his second double here at the AA level in 16 games. Braden Buelvas, the batter, but not before a mound visit for the Rough Riders. The entire infield in and up on the mound. Nobody currently throwing for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen. Michael Brewer is standing and walking around. He warmed up twice yesterday in the extra inning game. Runners at second and third. Rough Riders infield back, leading 5-0. Top of the fifth inning. Buelvas, right-handed batter. Krauth from the stretch, the pitch. Fastball high and inside. Just missing with a heater, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, after New Mexico, Krauth went to Diablo Valley College in Pleasant Valley, California, not far from his home of Concord. The pitch. Fouled back into Garcia's glove, and it's one ball and one strike. And transferred to UConn for that 2020 season before getting signed. He's got family in town here in this ball game today. Stretch in the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball low of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike on Buelvas, who's looking for his first career double-A hit still, 0 for his first five after making his debut yesterday. And a sac fly for his first double-A RBI. 2-1. Breaking ball, hit in the air, down the left field line, dropping in front of Hover, and it falls for a base hit. Schwarz in to score, Muncy on to third, and Midland is on the board. It's 5-1 Rough Riders. RBI single for Buelvas. It's his first career double-A hit. He has his second RBI here at this level. Saeed Valenzuela stands in now in the 9 spot. A soft fly ball off the end of the bat into left field for a single. Crowd's still in good shape with that pitch count. 64 tosses now with nobody out as this inning has gone walk, double, single. Runners on the corners for Valenzuela, who walked back in the third. Initial pitch. Outside corner catches for a strike. It's 0-1. Valenzuela had the go-ahead single in the 11th inning yesterday. Pull side shift, left-handed batter. The pitch, chopper up the first baseline. Hatcher's got it, thinks about coming home, and then just tags Valenzuela for the out. So Muncy comes across to score. It's now 5-2 Rough Riders, with Midland putting up a pair in the inning. Buelvas down to second. There's one out in the fifth. RBI for Saeed Valenzuela. Drew Swift stands into the top of the card. 0-2 today, the third baseman. 0-8 in the series. Krauth readies from the stretch, brings it. Swing and a miss. First pitch curveball away, and it's 0-1. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Rockhounds with 2 runs on 3 hits and no errors today. Krauth hasn't gone 5 innings since his last start against Midland on July 7th. He stretches, fires. Breaking ball cued off the end of the bat. Foul back behind home on the ground, and it's 0-2. And Justin Slayton, his former New Mexico teammate, is starting to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. Stretch in the 0-2. Strike 3 called. Got him on the outside edge with a slider. Nick Crowth strikes out Drew Swift on 3 pitches. He whiffs his 4th. 2 outs in the 5th inning. Runner at 2nd, and here's Caden Trinkle. 0-2 today, playing in his 12th game with the Rockhounds. Pull side shift on the infield. Left-handed batter. Here's the right-hander stretch in the pinch. Just inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Trenkel making his first appearance in this series and his first appearance here at Riders Field in a Midland uniform, but not his first time playing here. He actually played in the 2020 Frisco Classic with Oklahoma State here at Riders Field. Right before COVID, the pitch. He swings, grounds it hard, past second, and into right center field, a base hit. Wellvoss around third. He comes in to score without a throw, and it's now 5-3. Rough Riders still lead it, but three up on the board for Midland in this fifth inning. An RBI single for Caden Trenkel. Here's Jack Winkler, right-handed batter. Trenkel, in the three games he played in the Frisco Classic in 2020, went just 1-for-10. And he's got his first hit in today's ballgame. The pitch, it's low off the outside corner in the dirt. Back pick down to first, not in time, and Crowth fell down on the play. There was a whole lot going on that single pitch. It's one ball and no strikes. Crowth's fine. He's just doing some groundskeeping of his own on the mound with his foot. A one ball, no strikes on Jack Winkler, who's 0-for-2 today and 0-for-7 in the series. Stretching the pitch. Curveball just high. Looked like it might have caught the top of the zone, but didn't get the call from home plate umpire Sean Sparling, and it's two balls and no strikes. Pull side shift. Here's the stretch. Righty-righty, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, right to Rodriguez at short. He's got it. Flips underhand to Chavez, and it's in time for the out. Oh, boy. K-Bear Rodriguez might have just pulled a hammy on that play, and he's got both hands on his knees out at shortstop. It's the final out of the fifth inning, and we'll step aside for a break. We'll update you on how K-Bear Rodriguez is doing when we come back. It's 5-3 Rough Riders. Oh, man, on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, it's 5-3 Rough Riders out in front of the Rockhounds. Josh, it looked like K-Bear Rodriguez got off the field on his own power after injuring himself on that final play at the top of the fifth. First pitch to Liam Hicks is outside from Trayson Kubo, and it's one ball and no strikes.
Yeah, it looked like a routine play. Nice move to get over in front of that ball and just immediately clutch the hamstring.
Here's the stretch, the 1-0. There's a line drive back up the middle, bounces onto the dirt, skids out into center field, and Liam Hicks has himself a leadoff single in the fifth inning. Hicks reaches for the third time today. He's singled twice and walked. Josh Hatcher stands in. He's 0-for-2. Rodriguez is due up fourth after Hatcher. And so we'll see if K-Bear is good to go. Stretch and the first offering on the way to Hatcher. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. You have to imagine if Rodriguez is no longer good to go, they'll probably just replace him with Chris Cease at shortstop, who's on the bench today. We shall see. Here's the stretch. The offering in. Outside, it's one ball and one strike, but hopefully he is good to go. It's been a lot of fun to watch in the early going with the Rough Riders. Flying in just his third game here in Frisco. Right-hander Kubo ready from the stretch. He brings in the 1-1. Low and off the outside corner, it's two balls and one strike. Now five runs, seven hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. The Rockhounds on the other side with three runs on four hits and no errors tonight. The Rough Riders trying to stave off the Rockhounds and tie this series. The pitch is fouled back, and it's two balls and two strikes after a loss last night. Hatcher, the homer yesterday was his only hit. He did walk and score. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low in the dirt for strike three. Hatcher down on strikes. It's Kubo's first strikeout, and there's one away. Aaron Zavala to the plate. Liam Hicks at first base. Zavala, left-handed batter against the right-hander Kubo. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch. High, one ball, no strikes. 5-3 Frisco in the bottom of the fifth inning. I'm sure we're going to do this throughout the season as we finish up, but always fun to check in on former Riders no matter where they are. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. Inside, two balls and no strikes. And just because it's so recent, check in on Luis Angel Acuña and Thomas Sujacy. Sujacy had his first hit in a Springfield Cardinals uniform at the AA level yesterday. He singled. Went 1-for-3 with a walk. 2-0. Zavala smacks it foul back to the netting behind home, and it's two balls and one strike. And Luis Angel Acuña, after going 0-for-4 yesterday with the AA Binghamton Rumble Ponies, he had his first hit in a New York Mets affiliate uniform. He went 1-for-3 with a walk today. Both players singling. Here's the stretch, 2-1. Zavala peers at it low, and it's three balls and one strike on the Riders' right fielder. It's always great to see.
My goal is that Frisco makes the championship of the Texas League Series and faces Springfield representing the North and face Thomas and JC in late September.
If he's still there by then.
Good point.
The pitch. That's flying in the air and hit well, deep left field. Buelvas to the warning track, and it hits off the middle of the wall. Hicks up to third. He stops right there. Zavala with a screaming opposite field double off the wall in left field. And the Rough Riders have runners at second and third with one out in the fifth. Man, he crushed that ball. Elevated fastball atop of the zone, and he hit it hard to the opposite field, hitting off the wall and left on a 3-1 pitch. So here's Franmir Chavez with an RBI opportunity. Time called. Chavez good to go in from the left side. He's bounced down to the pitcher and grounded out to first in his two trips to the plate so far. Stretch of the pitch. Breaking ball inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. 5-3 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning, and trying to answer the three runs for Midland in the top half of this fifth inning. The stretch of the pitch. Chavez swings and misses at a ball that was high. I don't think he actually made contact. Yeah, he never actually made contact on that ball, but it just bounced right back to Schwarz, the catcher, so no advancement from Hicks at third. I think he was crossed up because he immediately went out and was talking with his pitcher, Trayson Kubo.
I thought I heard a deflection, but it may have been the ball skipping off the glove of the catcher when he didn't know a pitch was coming.
Home plate umpire Sean Sparling signaled strike, no foul ball, so very rare. Quick mound conversation is over. Josh, those Springfield Cardinals with Sujacy are in action right now, and you'll never guess it.
Oh, boy.
So J.C. has homered. His first in a Springfield Cardinals uniform. They trail 3-2 in the ninth inning against Northwest Arkansas. The pitch. Chavez watches high on a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes.
If we see a ball coming in from the stratosphere here in Frisco from Springfield, I just poetically want to see a J.C. home run travel back to Riders Field.
As you can tell, we love Thomas J.C., and we wish him the best. One of the best guys. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So Chavez down on strikes, and there are two away. Runners remain at second and third. And here's K.P. Rodriguez's spot. It's Chris Cease who takes over for him. So Rodriguez is out of the ballgame after apparently injuring his leg. We're not going to speculate as to if it was the hamstring or not, but Chris Cease has taken over for him. And he will most likely take over at shortstop for him defensively as well. So Cease comes in at a big spot. Rough Riders up 5-3, runners at second and third, two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Right-hander Kubo delivers home. Cease takes a breaking ball down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cease entering into this game, riding a nice little stretch, hitting .364 in his last 10 games. Stretch in the pitch. Check swing and a miss, and a ball that gets away from Schwarz. Hicks coming to the plate, and he slides in safely. That ball just got outside the dirt circle by about 2 or 3 feet. Kubo didn't come into cover, and Hicks comes in to score on the wild pitch. 6-3 Rough Riders. Great read and great aggressive base running by Liam Hicks. Aaron Zavala, the trail runner, moves to third. And the Rough Riders now lead by 3. Right-handed batter, open stance. 1-1 pitch. Cease swings, bounces it foul over the top of Zavala down the third baseline, taking his lead from third. And it's one ball and one strike. Or one ball and two strikes, beg your pardon. The Riders doubling up the Rockhounds 6-3. Justin Slayton was warming in the Rough Riders bullpen while Nick Krauth was still on the hill in the fifth inning. And he continues to warm up, and the pitch is cut on and missed for strike 3. Chris Cease down on strikes, and the inning has come to a close in the fifth. Rough Riders get a run, though, on 2 hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Top 6 is next. 6-3 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. We roll our way to the top of the sixth inning. Frisco adding a run. In the bottom of the fifth inning, they lead 6-3. Slayton deals with Lazaro Armenteros in the first pitch. Inside on a heater, and it's one ball and no strikes. 95 out of Slayton's hand. Nick Krauth is done in his start, and he's in line for the victory. Slayton ready from the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball hit in the air into shallow right field. Zavala racing in, still coming, and it lands in a base hit. And Armenteros heading on to second. The throw in time! Aaron Zavala pegs Armenteros at second base. One away in the sixth. Great throw from Aaron Zavala as he came racing in and it landed in front of him. He had no chance at it. Armenteros aggressively going for two. And Aaron Zavala said, "No, sir, you can't run on me." Great throw, right on target. Jax Biggers, the third baseman, coming over. Or he's at shortstop now. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Shane McGuire is low, and it's one ball and no strike. So Chris Cease is the Rough Riders' third baseman. And Josh Wharton, you got your wish. Jax Biggers is at shortstop now for the first time this year.
This is what I wanted to see.
Asked for it earlier today. The 1-0 is high and away, and it's two balls and no strikes.
What else can I suggest that's going to happen? Do I have some sort of magical power right now?
I don't know. You feeling like you're on a hot streak here?
Okay, what should I say? Any suggestions?
The 2-0 pitch. Inside corner is strike, and it's 2-1. Well, do you want to go within the game of baseball, within this game, within your life?
Yeah, how about a prediction?
Life?
This is going to be a fly out to left field.
Oh, okay.
This
wow.
At-bat. F7.
This pitch or this at-bat?
Two pitches from now.
Okay. We'll see. Slayton looking for the flyout.
Yeah,
it's low and outside. That's right. No, three balls, one strike. So now we're looking for the flyout.
Right. This one.
Okay. Yeah. Three balls and one strike to McGuire. 6-3 Rough Riders. Top of the sixth inning. Slayton offers. Fouled back and it's 0-1.
Thought that was going to left.
I think that's called wishful thinking, yeah. Josh.
I mean, Biggers had not played short all year, and I said it today. I mean, that's
pretty good.
Had to try it, you know.
I like it. And he's got a put out.
Yeah.
Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove, and it came in and out. It's a foul ball, and it's still three balls, two strikes. If he flies out to left field in this at-bat, I'll give it to you.
Thank you. I hope he does. No offense to Shane.
He's 1-for-2 today, the DH. He had three hits yesterday. Slayton sporting a new haircut, looks in for his sign. A little bit shorter. That's how haircuts usually work, though. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Blew a cutter right by him. And Justin Slayton has his first strikeout. They were two away.
I started to write F7 in my scorebook.
Now that's wishful thinking. I can make it so. Two outs, bases clear for J.J. Schwartz. 6-3 Rough Riders. Slayton stretches and fires. Just high. One ball, no strikes. Now Justin Slayton has been very good out of the Rough Riders bullpen this year. He's ready from the stretch. And the offering in. Low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. And he replaces Nick Krauth. We were going to give you Krauth's final line. And then there was that exciting play with Zavala throwing out Armenteros at second. So here it is. Five innings. He allowed three runs all earned on four hits. Struck out four and walked two. Slayton has his sign. He delivers. Swinging a ground ball back up the box into center field for a base hit. J.J. Schwarz singles up the middle. It's the sixth in on the day for the Rockhounds. And here's Max Muncy, who has one of those hits. He doubled and scored back in the fifth.
Tough situation for Slayton. He didn't like the sign and then tried to cycle back through with only 4 seconds, and then he had to come set and pitch really fast with 1 second left, and I think a bit rushed. He maybe missed his spot just by a bit. Not a bad pitch, but gives up a single.
Right on right, the pitch. Fastball at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. A slight pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed hitting Max Muncy. Closed off at the plate. Former first-round pick, the pick. Bounces in the dirt. Garcia keeps it in front. And he holds Schwarz at first base. One ball and one strike. Soft breeze blowing out to left field as darkness sets upon us. Lights are on and taking effect here in Frisco. It was 104 degrees with our first pitch temperature. It's cooled down to 99. Here's the stretch. 1-1. Low and outside. Two balls and one strike. We're expecting temperatures to be equal or around 104 rest of the week. 2-1. Rides inside, nearly takes his knuckles off, and it's three balls and one strike and a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Schwarz has his lead from first. He has not attempted a steal yet this year in 56 games. The pitch. Foul back up this way and just over our heads. Lands on top. And watch out. It's coming down. It's better to hear cheers down below where we can't see than screams.
Oh, boy. Still haven't gotten one in the booth yet this year. I'm waiting. I'm wanting.
No, we've come close. Just haven't had one come in. Had one hit the windowsill in between our two windows here. Kind of glad that one didn't come in, though. It was coming back pretty fast. Payoff pitch to Muncy. Schwarz takes off. Check swing. Anyone around for strike three. Off the outside corner, Justin Slayton with the strikeout. He has two punch-outs and a scoreless sixth, and he holds the Rockhounds off the board. No runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're into the bottom half of the sixth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 6 and the Rockhounds 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Frisco leading 6-3. Jack Weisenberger is the new pitcher on the mound for Midland. David Garcia will lead things off for the Frisco. It's 9-1-2. David Garcia, Jack Spickers, Evan Carter. Garcia 0-for-1 today with a walk. Jack Weisenberger takes over on the mound for Trayson Kubo, third pitcher used today by Midland, and the initial pitch home to Garcia. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Weisenberger, the right-hander, 25 years old, 6'3", 220 pounds, and like the starter in today's game, Blake Beers, he also hails out of the University of Michigan. A Rockford, Michigan native. He flicks in the 0-1. It's down low and inside, one ball and one strike. He's making his season debut with the Rockhounds. Coming off of injury. Pitched in 8 games last year with Midland. And in 28 games the year before, all out of the bullpen. Dips this one down into the dirt. It's two balls and one strike. I'm Zach Bigley alongside Josh Warden, and it's Josh's favorite inning of the ball game. It's the bottom half of the sixth inning, meaning it's time for trivia. Rough Riders leading 6-3. Here's the stretch of the 2-1 pitch. It's low, 3-1.
I'm going to get this one right for once in my life.
Okay. For once in your life. You've done better than that.
Yeah,
you've done
barely.
A couple right.
I'm like 1-9 or something like that.
I have some faith in you.
Thank you. So do I.
All right, so we usually tie it into this day in baseball history. And big shocker, we're doing that again today.
Whoa.
Stretch of the pitch. Garcia flicks it foul to the screen. It's still 3-2. All right, this day in baseball history in 1970. Good Tony game. Taylor for the Phillies had the first ultimate grand slam in Phillies history. You know what an ultimate grand slam is?
It's like ultimate frisbee, but...
That's right. No, it's a walk-off grand slam when trailing by 3.
Gotcha.
Here's the stretch. And the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball or a line drive hit foul into the Rockhounds dugout on the first base side, and it's still 3-2. So the first question is, how many times in recorded MLB history has an ultimate grand slam happened?
Has to be a walk-off, you said, right?
Yeah, walk-off. I will give it to you within 3 on either side. 3-2 pitch is at the bottom of the zone. Strike 3 called. David Garcia down on strikes, and Weisenberger strikes out the first man he sees. Here's Jax Bickers at the top of the Rough Riders lineup, leading 6-3.
And this isn't just like since 1900 or since certain box scores available. This is going back 1800s.
I'll tell you, the first one on record is 1925.
Okay.
By Babe Ruth. Of course.
Okay.
Stretch in the pitch. It's low, and it's 1-0.
I'm going to say 9 times.
Okay, so it's more than that. It's 32.
Okay, wow. Told you I'd get it wrong.
And my next question for you is, can you name any other times that's happened? The pitch. It's off the outside corner, and it's 2-0.
I'm going to guess Alex Rodriguez had one. He has the most grand slams, so I figure maybe one.
It's a great guess. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander brings it home. Misses low, and it's 3-0. Alex Rodriguez did not have an ultimate grand slam.
Okay. I like this because I can just throw out a bunch of random names, I guess, and then just see if any of them stick.
Here's the stretch and the pitch home to Biggers. It's low for 4. Biggers coaxes a 4-pitch walk, and Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. 6-3 Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth inning. We're looking for ultimate grand slams, a walk-off grand slam when trailing by 3.
Okay. I bet Daryl Strawberry had one. I feel really confident about this for some odd reason.
He did not.
No, okay. I didn't think so. Jeremy Giambi or Jason, just any of the Giambis.
Here's the stretch. And the pitch, it's on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Jason Giambi.
Yeah.
May 17th with the Yankees, 2002 against the Twins.
That's right. Wow. Okay. All right, I got one. 31 to
go.
Good
job. Name all of them.
30 to go. I got Babe Ruth.
Stretch in the 0-1. Carter takes just low, and it's now 1-1.
Tris Speaker.
Oh, you want to keep guessing here?
Oh, sorry. Okay,
okay.
We're not.
I was going to tell you, but Chris Speaker did not.
Okay.
Was not one of them.
Okay. Yeah, you can.
I mean, if you want to keep guessing, you can. I'll give you 3 more guesses.
Okay.
Throw goes over to first base, not in time.
Jose Offerman.
No.
No, why not? Why didn't he ever have one? Why you gave me this look? Like, why would you guess that? I don't know. Had a decent career.
Good guess.
Thank you.
It is a bit of a crapshoot, I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
Stretch in the 1-1. Inside all the way back to the backstop, and that allows Biggers to cruise into second base in the wild pitch. 2-1 on Carter.
It's like Kirby Puckett.
He did not have one. Okay. Let's do this. There were 2 last year alone and 1 in 2021.
Oh, Giancarlo Stanton had
Giancarlo Stanton had one.
I remember that against the Guardians. I forget who it was against, but I remember. I think it was against Cleveland.
It was against the Pirates.
Okay.
And then the other one was also by the Yankees.
Was it Donaldson?
It was Josh Donaldson.
Yeah.
Yep. And then in 2021, Daniel Vogelbach had one against the Cardinals. But probably the most famous one that people remember happened on Sunday Night Baseball. David Bodie for the Cubs had one in a game that was brilliantly pitched by Max Scherzer. Here's the stretch. And the offering in, the 2-1 pitch. Strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 2-2. David Bodie had just gotten called up about, I think, a few weeks earlier. He was a rookie. Max Scherzer had pitched a shutout into the ninth inning, and then Ryan Madsen came in, the closer. And Bodie, two strikes, two outs, and a walk-off grand slam. The pitch. Off the outside corner, Biggers takes off for third, and he steals it without a throw. Jax Biggers with his 11th stolen base. Three balls, two strikes to Carter with one out. Riders leading 6-3 in the sixth inning. And that one, I feel like, stung a little bit more because it was 3-0, and you lose 4-3. Yeah. I mean, it's in the snap of a finger. Stretch. And the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball, fair, inside the first base bag, down the line. Biggers scores. Carter turns first on his way to second. The throw is not in time. RBI double for Evan Carter. It's 7-3 Rough Riders. Evan Carter with his second hit today, his second RBI. Since returning from his wrist injury 32 games ago, it's his 11th multi-hit game in that stretch. He continues to be a torrid hitter offensively for the Rough Riders, just fair inside the first base bag. Here's Trevor Hauber now. 7-3 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning. Weisenberger readies and brings it home. Inside edge with a fastball for a strike at 94. It's 0-1. That Bodie Grand Slam, he was one of just three players in Major League history to hit an ultimate Grand Slam as a pinch hitter. Here's the stretch. And the payoff pitch. Low and outside. One ball and one strike. Really impressive stuff. Here's the stretch. The 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike.
If you were David Bodie, would you pick your walk-up song by David Bowie?
Ooh. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I think so. You got to, really.
2-1 on Hauber with one down. And a look back towards second. Carter takes off for third, and he's caught in a rundown in between second and third base. The throw onto the shortstop, Muncy, applies the tag on Carter. And he took off just a little too early. He's caught stealing. It goes 1-5-6. Two down in the inning. And it's two balls and one strike on Trevor Hauber. I will say, one of the coolest minor league promotions you'll ever see. David Bodie, the following year, kind of became a cult hero for the Cubs. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1 pitch on the way to Hauber. Top of the zone for a strike. It's 2-2. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who had David Bodie in 2016, they did a bobblehead of Bodie McBoatface. Which there was an internet meme that went wild where the internet got to choose the name of a new ship, and they voted it as Bodie McBoatface. The pitch is high off the outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes. So it was a boat, and then the torso and the head of David Bodie. It's pretty awesome. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. The 3-2 pitch. Slash foul out of play to the left side and into the seats. Still three balls and two strikes.
No marketing team in all their years of experience, education, could ever come up with a better name.
Bodie McBoatface. It's awesome. 3-2 pitch. Down low and inside, ball four. Trevor hovers aboard. A walk, and here's Liam Hicks. Frisco, a 7-3 advantage after the RBI double by Evan Carter. And that's going to do it for Jack Weisenberger in his return to a Rockhounds uniform, making his AA season debut in his third straight season with the Rockhounds, and he comes out of the ballgame. And Austin Briggs will come into the game for the Rockhounds. It's 7-3 Rough Riders. Pitching change. We step aside here at the bottom of the sixth. Return to Riders Field after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Austin Briggs comes out of the Midland bullpen. Two down, runner at first in the sixth inning. It's 7-3 Rough Riders. Happy you're with us on this very dark now but beautiful night in Frisco, Texas. Liam Hicks has had a great night. He looks to add to it. In the sixth inning, he's walked, singled twice, driven in a run, and scored a run. Hover takes his lead from first base. Lefty-lefty, the pitch. Hicks showed bunt, pulled back, and watched on the inside corner for a strike. With a first pitch breaking ball from Briggs, and it's 0-1. Fourth pitcher turned to by Midland in the ballgame. Briggs stretches, peers over towards first, the 0-1. Down in the dirt. Schwarz blocks, and it's one ball and one strike. Briggs, a guy who we've seen a lot over Midland's time against Frisco this season. He toes the rubber from the third base side. Peers over towards first base. Now looks in for his sign. He's got it ready from the stretch. He brings it home. Breaking ball settles high in the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Briggs making his fourth appearance against the Rough Riders this year. He's allowed just one earned over three innings. Struck out five and walked two. 2-1. Low and outside. Three balls and one strike. Hicks and a good hitter's count. Rough Riders have not hit a homer today. They had just one homer yesterday from the man on deck, Josh Hatcher. 3-1. Up and outside, ball four. Well, Liam Hicks walks for the second time today, and Josh Hatcher climbs in. Hicks has been wonderful with his strikeout-to-walk ratio this year. Just continues. Hicks has now walked 26 times while striking out 27 times this year. Lefty against lefty again. Runners at first and second. Two down in the sixth inning. Riders lead by four. And the pitch home. Low and outside of the dirt. Schwarz with a great four-handed pick to keep it in front. It's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher playing in just his seventh game against Midland. He's homered twice head-to-head against him. 1-0. He swings, grounds it to third. A hard shot, but Swift makes a nice pick. And he takes it to the third base bag to retire the side in the sixth inning. One run for the Rough Riders. It comes on one hit. No errors and two left aboard. Top of the seventh coming up next. Rough Riders leading 7-3. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds into the seventh inning. And this beautiful night here in Frisco, Texas. 7-3 Frisco. Justin Slayton sets from the right side against Brian Buelvoss. His first pitch pops the mitt. Strike one. A 96-mile-an-hour fireball from Slayton. It's 0-1. Slayton back to work after pitching last inning for the Rough Riders. His 0-1 is a swing and a miss. Breaking ball this time inside half and strike two. Slayton allowed two hits but no runs last frame. Struck out a pair. Following up, Nick Krauth in this fairly well-pitched ball game for Frisco. His two-strike pitch, a fastball at the knee. Strike three taken. Three pitches, three strikes. Good evening for Brian Buelvoss. Goes back to the dugout. A backwards K for Slayton. Saheed Valenzuela next to the plate. And the base is clear. The infield pulls over to the right side against the left-handed hitter, Valenzuela. First pitch to him is slashed to the left side. A liner towards the left fielder. Sliding catch by Haver makes the grab. Trevor broke for it and had his sights on it. That ball hanging up in the air. And Haver smiles back to the shortstop. Biggers making the nice play. A little half slide and gets right back up. Nice grab by Trevor Haver. Top of the lineup now, Drew Swift, the batter for the Rockhounds. Native of Chandler, Arizona, just like Trevor Haver. The first pitch to Swift is over the plate, a strike. Also played at Arizona State, just like Haver did. Haver with a nice catch in left field. These two clubs fairly familiar with each other, divisional rivals. Third series against each other. 0-1 pitch, a grounder back to Slayton. Reaches out, grabs it, underhands the first, and there's the inning. A 1-3 put out to close the frame, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Justin Slayton and the Riders' defense. Time to stretch from Frisco. It is the Rough Riders 6, pardon me, 7, and the Midland Rockhounds 3 on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Good offensive day so far for the Frisco Rough Riders, leading 7-3 and into the bottom of the seventh inning from Riders Field. Jack Weisenberger, the pitcher, against Aaron Zavala to lead off, followed by Franer Chavez and Chris Cease. Weisenberger from the wind, and the right-hander works into Zavala. It's on the low part of the zone for a strike. Through 6.5 innings from Riders Field, the Rockhounds with 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors. The Rough Riders with 7 runs and 9 hits, no errors. Pardon me, Jack Cushing, the pitcher, and misses outside on a fastball. It's 1-1. So Jack Cushing follows Jack Weisenberger on the mound. Georgetown product out of Enid, Oklahoma. His pitch to Zavala's flying away over the left side. And it's still 0-2 to Aaron Zavala. Cushing making his 18th appearance for the Midland Rockhounds. 5-4 with an ERA of 5.2. He's facing a hitter in Zavala, fresh off a double, top of the left field wall, his last at-bat. The 0-2 is just off the outside by maybe 2 baseballs worth, 1-2 the count. 1-for-3 on the day for Zavala. His first hit of the series, his last at-bat. He was 0-for-5 yesterday. The 1-2 pitch, he swings, and a foul held on by the catcher, Schwarz, and Zavala is down on strikes. Jack Cushing starts out his day with a strikeout, his 81st in 83 innings. Franer Chavez, the batter. Well, the Rough Riders were slow to start offensively yesterday. The numbers in the end looked okay, scoring 5 runs in the ballgame. But it did not look good early. First pitch to Chavez is a foul back. It was the first game in which the Rough Riders no longer had either Luis Angel Acuna or Thomas Ajayi in the starting lineup, and a bit of a hangover of losing both of those guys, perhaps, and Frisco didn't score until the seventh. The 0-1 pitch is low, 1-1 to Chavez, who's filling in now on this roster. He wears the number 12 jersey that Ajayi used to wear, and K-Bear Rodriguez, who started at short today, wears number 3 in lieu of Acuna. Next pitch to Chavez, a check swing. It was on the outer half for strike 2. And so the Rough Riders doing better today. A healthy sign to have 7 runs on 9 hits. Chavez calls for time. Another good news for Frisco is they won't have to face Joey Estes this series, the Texas League leader in ERA. He got called up from Midland to the AAA level yesterday. A 1-2, Chavez swings, he rolls over. 2 bounces to the second baseman, Valenzuela, and he throws the short way to first, gets Chavez out on a 4-3 ground out, and quickly 2 outs for Jack Cushing. Chris C steps in, having pinch hit for K-Bear Rodriguez earlier today, left the ball game about halfway through. C struck out in the 5th inning, and now gets try number 2 against the Rockhounds, first time against Cushing. Sees checks his swing, and the first delivery was in the zone, and strike 1. Estes, the league leader in ERA and innings pitched. One of the few guys with 100 strikeouts this season in the Texas League. The 0-1 to Cease on the outer half again, strike 2. But Estes is gone, and Midland having to work out his departure. And the Rough Riders helping capitalize. 7 runs so far today. And still 4 more games to go after today. Another 7:05 start time tomorrow on a Thursday evening. Noah Bremer gets the ball. Jack Perkins for Midland. The 0-2 sees waves and misses. Strike 3. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Jack Cushing. Pair of strikeouts and a ground out along the way. And the 7th inning finishes in quick fashion. The Rough Riders have a lead 7-3 into the 8th on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders 7 and the Midland Rockhounds 3 as we make our way into the 8th inning. Matt Bush takes the hill for the Rough Riders into the 8th from Riders Field. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. I'm Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley. Former first overall pick back in 2004 comes in for the Rough Riders to try to hold on to this 4-run lead over Midland. For the Rockhounds, it's the top part of the order. Caden Trenkel to the plate, righty-lefty matchup. And Bush's 7th appearance to the Rough Riders this year. His first toss is over the outside edge and strike 1 on Trenkel. Bush has not yet allowed an earned run over his 7 2/3 innings with the Rough Riders this year. He's pitched with the Brewers earlier this season in 12 games at the big league level. The 0-1 from Bush is down and in. 1 ball and 1 strike to Trenkel. His opposite side of his career from Bush, Trenkel, just a recent draftee last year, chosen in the 9th round and already up to the AA class. The 1-1, Trenkel takes an off-speed over the inside half and now strike 2 for Matt Bush. Trenkel playing for Oklahoma State in his NCAA tenure. And hit well from the beginning with the Cowboys, hitting .333 his freshman year. A 1-2 to the center fielder. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Matt Bush puts him away. And Trenkel strikes out to open up the 8th inning. 8th strikeout today for Frisco pitchers. Matt Bush follows up a strong outing from Justin Slayton, who holds off the Rockhounds over a couple of innings, did not allow a run. 3 strikeouts on the day for the right-hander. And now it's Matt Bush's turn, having gone 8 innings in full now this season with that strikeout. No earned runs. First pitch to Jack Winkler. Breaking ball down the middle for a strike. Midland faced a lot of left-handed pitchers yesterday. Frisco threw its assortment of bullpen arms of the southpaw variety in yesterday's game. The 0-1 to Winkler, wave and a miss. And now it's 0-2. The Rough Riders got a couple innings out of Grant Wolfram, as well as Robbie Alstrom, and then Antoine Kelly came in late. So there's the lefties for Frisco. Now it's going to be probably all righties today for the Rough Riders. Jack Winkler, the 0-2. It's just missing outside 1-2. The Rockhounds actually don't hit right-handed pitchers very well. The only guy that hits better than .250 on the season against righties was the final out last inning. That's Drew Swift, so he won't come up this inning. He's hitting .278. The 1-2, Bush fires a fastball, pulled back for 96 miles an hour, pausing in the middle of his wind, but misses low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
One out, base is empty. Infield playing in normal positioning. Outfield playing maybe a step deep and off the line in left field for Hopper. The 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and whiffed. Matt Bush back-to-back K's entering in the eighth. And he sits down the first two he sees. Now it's Lazaro Armenteros who will try to put the ball in play for the first time this inning on behalf of Midland. He's 1-for-6 on the series. Right-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher. In the opening toss, a fastball low and outside. Base is empty for the Rockhounds. Frisco leads this ball game 7-3. These two clubs meeting up for the third series so far. 14th encounter between the two teams. Rough Riders split a home series last month against Midland, lost on the road. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss again. Bush has some nasty stuff this inning. Now on a breaking ball that ended just beneath the zone. Swung on for a 1-1 count. Bush working from the stretch, operating with his battery mate David Garcia. They agree on a sign. The 1-1 breaking ball hits the zone again. 1-2 now for Matt Bush. One strike away from K-ing the side in order. It's got to do it against a good hitter. Armenteros leading the team in doubles, triples, and home runs. The 1-2. It's right there on the fastball. Struck him out looking. Two swinging K's, one of them looking. Matt Bush strikes out the side in order in the eighth. Great work by the right-hander. And no score for Midland in the top of the eighth. Frisco brings up its offense in the bottom half of the eighth inning, already ahead 7-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
The Flower Mound Texas native back to the hill, Jack Cushing, pitching his home state against the Frisco Rough Riders. On behalf of the Midland Rockhounds, bottom of the eighth inning, Frisco leads it at home 7-3 over Midland. David Garcia to lead off, 0-for-2 with a walk. Cushing's first pitch of the inning is right down the middle on a fastball. Garcia seemed to be taking all the way. And a strike one to the switch hitting catcher. He had one walk yesterday, came in as a defensive replacement in the extra innings. The 0-1 to Garcia chases a breaking ball, and it's strike two. Got one at bat after he came in defensively in the bottom of the 10th and walked in that 10th inning. Now does one time again today, but he's popped out and struck out. Calls for time, and will step back in for the 0-2 against Cushing. Rough Riders, good offense today, 7 runs and 9 hits. Here's Cushing's 0-2 offering. A grounder toward second base. Slow roller fielded by the second baseman Valenzuela has time. It beats out Garcia by two steps. And a leadoff put out for Jack Cushing and the defense. So the top of the order now with one out. The base is empty. Jax Biggers climbs in with a good day so far for the Rough Riders. Has helped produce this 7-3 lead. A single, a triple, and a walk today. Biggers has scored twice as well. 7-3, bottom of the eighth. Cushing winds and pulls in a slider hit foul over the left side. The Rough Riders scoring 7 runs, stranding 7 runners. So scoring a good enough amount of runs to take the lead, 7-3. Two clubs that do leave a lot of runners on base, as Zach was mentioning yesterday. Now the totals entering today, a whopping 760 for the Rough Riders left on base this season. That's first in all of AA baseball. The 0-1 to Biggers, it is low and inside, 1-1. Midland's right behind him, 750 on the season. That's second in AA. Today, Midland hasn't stranded as many base runners, haven't gotten as many, but they have scored three runs. Now 1-1 to Biggers, a line drive towards second, right at Valenzuela. He backpedals two steps and makes the grab. In the shallow right center grass, and Jax Biggers lines out for out number two. Evan Carter, the batter, with two outs, bases empty, 7-3 Frisco. It's hard to strand base runners when Matt Bush strikes out the side in order like you did last inning. So Midland has only left four aboard tonight. First pitch to Carter is swung on, grounded off his leg, and strike one on the left-hand hitter. Now, you might think the two clubs that are so akin to leaving runners aboard, the top two in AA, that they would hit poorly with runners on the bases, but the numbers actually suggest differently. The 0-1 to Carter, a line drive right past the pitcher into center field. It almost hit Jack Cushing. And it's a base hit for Carter, almost snagged by Muncy, the shortstop as well, but Carter ripped that ball at 99 miles an hour. And a base hit with two outs for Evan Carter. It brings up Trevor Hover. As Carter gets his third hit on the day. He's reached four times, including a walk. An RBI double, an RBI single, and now a bases empty knock up the middle for Carter. Trevor Hover, the batter. Out of the stretch, Jack Cushing's first pitch to Hover. A check swing is outside for ball one. Well, with the bases loaded this year, the Rough Riders actually have the most grand slams in the league, more than double any other team. So there's some good numbers with the bases juice for the Rough Riders, still straining the most in AA baseball. The 1-0 toss to Hover is a fly ball to left center field. This takes Trankel back on his horse to the warning track, and that ball hits the base of the wall. Carter around to third. He speeds home. The relay from left center field is not in time. Trevor Hover to second on an RBI double. The Rough Riders add on to the lead. It's 8-3. Hover smashes a ball to the power alley in left center. And has his second RBI base knock of the day. This one scores Carter from first base. And right after Carter has his first three-hit day since July 3rd, it wasn't a harmless and meaningless two-out single. It leads to a run. Trevor Hover so good at letting the ball travel. He had an opposite field single earlier today. Lets it get all the way practically to the catcher's mitt. This time again, takes it opposite field. Liam Hicks, the batter, two outs, runner at second. The pitch is on the inside edge for a strike. 8-3 Frisco, now with 11 hits in the ballgame. So Evan Carter, a two-out single, and Hover brings him home with a double. And Cushing dealing with Hicks now, the 0-1 pitch. A foul ball back to the netting. Well, Frisco, like I was mentioning, nine grand slams on the year. Next in the Texas League is four. Midland actually has the best OPS in the Texas League with the bases loaded. They have the best batting average. Nobody's drawn more walks than them with the bases loaded. Nobody has more doubles than Midland with the bases juiced this season. The 0-2 to Hicks, flying over the left side, foul. Still 0-2 with two down. And the best on-base percentage Midland does at almost 500 when they get the bases loaded. They're getting on base almost half the time. So two teams that leave a lot of base runners on the board, but when it matters the most, with the bases loaded, these two teams have done really well. Runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. The 0-2 to Hicks is hit foul back to the netting, and he stays alive. So a two-out rally for the Rough Riders extends the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco scoring in five different innings today. After yesterday's 11-inning loss, this would go a long ways to pick the momentum back up and even the series if Frisco can hold on. The 0-2 delivery. A line drive left side over the third baseman, Swift, base hit. Hover gets the wave around. He chugs home without a throw. RBI, two-out knock for Liam Hicks, and he gets an RBI. 9-3 Frisco. Little waffle over into left field. And Liam Hicks has a three-hit day for Frisco. He has also walked twice. And Hicksy having one of the best days as a hitter all season long. Hasn't had to drive the ball a lot. That's a case in point. 63 miles an hour off the bat, but he gets an RBI. And Frisco leads at 9-3. Josh Hatcher takes a home run cut. Doesn't make contact. And strike one on the first baseman. The first two guys this inning both got out. Ground ball and line drive to the second baseman. But since then, single, double, single. A one-strike pitch to Hatcher. He grounds it right side again. Short hop by Winkler. The first baseman turns back to first, steps on the bag, and the inning concludes with a ground out to the first baseman. Well, the Rough Riders come to fruition on a two-out rally, scoring a pair of runs on a Trevor Hover double and a Liam Hicks RBI single. The Rough Riders now have a bigger cushion heading to the ninth inning. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play with Frisco out ahead, 9-3. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, and Michael Brewer is out of the Rough Riders bullpen to take the hill. Frisco leading 9-3 in the second game of this six-game series over the Midland Rockhounds. Happy you're with us on the Riders Baseball Network. Shane McGuire to start things off against Brewer, who takes over for Matt Bush. Right-hander ready from the stretch. First pitch to the lefty, Shane McGuire. Over the heart of the plate on the inside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. 9-3. Rough Riders lead it. 9 runs on 12 hits and no errors for Frisco. Stretch to the pitch home. Breaking ball low, and it's 1-1. 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors for the Rockhounds. They haven't had a hit since the 6th inning. It's been 7 straight retired by Rough Riders relievers. 1-1 offering from Brewer here in the ninth inning. This is just high of the zone, 2-1. So a great day offensively again for the Rough Riders tonight, scoring 9 runs. It's an average of over 8 runs a game over their last 8 ball games now. Averaging 8.4 per game during their last 7 into tonight. And the pitch is outside. It's 3-1. It's just gone final in Arlington. The Rangers win it 11-1 over the White Sox. They go up 2-0 in that series. The pitch is just outside for 4, and Brewer walks McGuire to start off the ninth inning. J.J. Schwarz stands in. He's 1-for-2 with a walk in today's game. Corey Seager hit a 2-run homer in the first, and the Rangers easily backed a historic night from Dane Dunning in his career. For back-to-back nights, the Rangers get 11 strikeouts out of their starting pitcher. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Low off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Dunning goes 7 2/3 innings, allowing one run on three hits with 11 strikeouts. Great stuff, and Rangers debut for Chris Stratton as well. He goes an inning and a third scoreless. Stretch in the 1-0. High and inside, nearly took his chin off, and there's two balls and no strikes now on Schwartz. Well, the Rangers win a big game, 11-1. As John Goble comes out of the Riders' dugout, he'll go chat with Brewer. In former Rough Rider and former Ranger news, in the top of the ninth inning right now in Kansas City taking on the New York Mets. Kansas City has had a really tough season. They traded away Aroldis Chapman earlier this season for Cole Reagans, who's making his second start tonight with the Kansas City Royals. Reagans spent the end of 2021 and the beginning of 2022 here in Frisco, and he was brilliant in his start. Six shutout innings, allowing seven hits. He walked one and struck out eight batters. A wonderful start for Cole Reagans. For the Kansas City Royals, they lead 4-0 in the top of the ninth inning in that game. Really, really exciting. Goble set his piece. He goes back to the dugout. Wish the best for all the guys who are former Rough Riders and former Rangers, of course. Thomas Ajayi, Acuna, and Cole Reagans all having great days. The pitch home is drilled into left center field. Carter on the run to the warning track. Looking up, it hits off the base of the fence. McGuire around third. He gets the wave home. Biggers doesn't throw home on the relay. And it's an RBI double for J.J. Schwarz. It's now 9-4. Midland trailing by five runs. There's Max Muncy in the seventh spot. 9-4, Rough Riders lead it. Max Muncy, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Right-handed batter against Brewer. Stretching the initial offering home from the right-hander. It's outside, one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders will continue this series with the Rockhounds tomorrow. Noah Bremer starts for Frisco against Jack Perkins. Bremer 0-1 with a 9.53 ERA this year. 1-0 pick. Breaking ball inside. Two balls, no strikes. Jack Perkins, no record, a 6.45 ERA. First pitch time, it's 7.05 tomorrow. It's a Thirsty Thursday and Rowdy at the River presented by our friends at Twisted Tea. Make sure you get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. 2-0. Swinging a chopper up over the hill. The second baseman, Chavez, has got it. Fires to first, not in time. Tough play for Franier Chavez. And Max Muncy, with his speed, beats it out. It's an infield single to the second baseman. And Brian Buelvas makes his way in. Runners at the corners, nobody out in the ninth inning. Buelvas, an RBI single in the fifth inning. Brewer trying to limit the damage. Double play depth up the middle of the pitch. There's a fly ball hit well out to deep right field. Zavala to the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Shores tags from 30, comes in to score. It's now 9-5, Rough Riders lead. Buelvas just missed it, a three-run homer. Instead, it's a sacrifice fly out to right field. He drives in his third run in his first two games at the AA level. Saheed Valenzuela with the batter. Michael Brewer has been pretty decent for the Rough Riders this year, just struggling here in this appearance. A 5.08 ERA on the year. Runner at first, one out. Here's Valenzuela in the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, a strike at 95. It's 0-1 out of the hand of the Hillsborough, Missouri native. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He brings in the 0-1. Breaking ball hit on the ground, up the middle, right to the shortstop, Biggers. He's got it, steps in the bag for one, fires to first in time, a double play, ball game over. Riders win it 9-5 over the Midland Rockhounds, and they even the series in a game apiece. Great offensive day for Frisco, scoring in multiple different innings in the first, second, fifth, sixth, and eighth. And Frisco, another large performance on the offensive side, 9 runs on 12 hits. Final score, 9-5, Rough Riders win it. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Great day for Liam Hicks tonight amidst a really strong day for the Frisco offense, especially the top of the order. Hicks reaches all five times. And Frisco powers ahead to a 9-5 victory over the Midland Rockhounds and evens the series at one game apiece. 3 hits, 2 walks for Liam Hicks. And as a club, the Rough Riders totaling 12 base knocks and scoring the 9 runs. In fact, the top 4 in the order today, just by themselves, combined for 10 hits, 5 walks, 7 RBIs, and 8 runs in the ballgame for the Rough Riders. Just the top 4 guys. That's Evan Carter, Jax Biggers, Trevor Hover, and Liam Hicks. Carter had 3 hits for the first time since July 3rd, including an RBI double in this ballgame. Midland held off the board by Nick Krauf until the 5th inning. Nick picks up the win. He did allow 3 runs in the final inning for the starter. Got the win, complemented by 2 scoreless innings from Justin Slayton, another one by Matt Bush. Those 2 relievers both struck out 3. Bush did his in order through the Rockhounds in the 8th. The Rough Riders scored early today. There wasn't even an out on the board by the time Frisco scored. Biggers had singled on the first pitch of the first inning. Evan Carter walked, and then they both scored an RBI singles from Trevor Hover and Liam Hicks. And Frisco rebounded for 3 more runs in the 2nd. Biggers had an RBI triple, and Frisco just kept pouring it on from that point on. A really healthy performance compared to yesterday. The Rough Riders had just 6 hits the entire game. They had 6 hits by the time there was 1 out in the 2nd inning today. And so a very different ball game tonight in Frisco. Tomorrow, Noah Bremer gets the start, and he'll be opposed by Jack Perkins for the Midland Rockhounds. One of these teams will take the series lead tomorrow. 1-1 is the series mark so far here in Frisco. It's Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. $3 Truly's, $3 Miller Lights. Come out to the ballpark. Enjoy the game from the Seeding Bowl for those specials, or go out to the Lazy River. Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea, and it's a back-to-school night presented by CoServe as well. Around the Rangers minor league system, the Down East squad at the single-A level, they win 8-6 in a completion of the yesterday's game that was stopped short. And so the Wood Ducks win. The Hickory Crawdads defeat Aberdeen 6-3 tonight. And the Round Rock Express lose to Oklahoma City 6-3 on the road. Down East actually won a pair
of games today. They won the second half 4-3 against Myrtle Beach. So completed yesterday's game and then played another one today, winning both. And Frisco wins it 9-5 here today at Riders Field. The Rangers winning today 11-1 over the Chicago White Sox, pouring it on against Chicago in Arlington. So the Texas Rangers now 62-46 on the season. In Texas League action, Frisco looking at Amarillo and Corpus Christi, the teams ahead of them. They're playing each other in a wild ball game. Bottom of the eighth, Corpus Christi 11, Amarillo 11. That one's wild, and in Hodgetown, shaping up to be a crazy one. Wichita shuts out Tulsa 4-0. Springfield, along with Thomas Sejacy's home run, edge Northwest Arkansas 4-3 in that ball game. So give credit to Sejacy to help win that ball game. And Arkansas loses at home to San Antonio 3-2. So Frisco might gain some ground. We'll see what happens in Amarillo, and we'll tell you more about it tomorrow with a new ball game. 7:05, the first pitch, and 6:50 pregame show. We'll be joined by Grant Wolfram on the pregame show, who's 7-0 with the Rough Riders this season, a reliever for Frisco. All for Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off with all the hard workers here at Riders Field. Our thanks to everyone who makes these broadcasts possible. We'll talk to you tomorrow evening on a Thursday from Frisco. Until then, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!